Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Farris Fain. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Farris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gurnett moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is hit by the pitch. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur now catching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to third. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gurnett scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Kell moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler scores. Rivera moves to third. Stewart moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera scores. Stewart moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens now playing shortstop. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilbur strikes out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Umflett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Umflett reaches third base with a triple. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trucks strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. Ben Flowers now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Wilbur to Bowling covering second. The throw back to home, and Fain is out at the plate. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Ben Flowers. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. George Kell now playing left field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman throws to third for 1, and Lepsio throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rivera goes all the way around to score. Stevens moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8 to 4, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Tom Wright pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Wilbur and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gurnett strikes out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilbur hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Wilbur and he is safe. Fain steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-4 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Mealy scores. Lawler goes all the way around to score. It's 12-4, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rivera scores. It's 13-4, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch bunts towards the mound. Grissom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dorisch, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lepsio moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.